the fan. On demand. Log on to Sportsnet590.ca. Sign up to automatically receive the latest reports, features, and Fan 590 show highlights. Knocking your teeth loose with the best hockey coverage possible. This is Hockey Central at Noon with Darren Millard, Nick Kiprios, and Doug McLean on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Walk down the hallway, step on the ice, turn right, do a lap. Darren Millard, Nick Kiprios, and Doug McLean at Hockey Central. Today, we will chat about various things revolving around a bad weekend for National Hockey League teams north of the border, outside of Wild Rose country. And Chris Draper will join us, special assistant to the general manager of the Detroit Red Wings, his club tying a National Hockey League record with 20 straight wins at home. This coming off a few days in which we'll have to pry information out of one of my colleagues, and we'll just let the water flow over Niagara Falls from the other one. Guess which is which.
Well, yeah, but I have something here. There's an article I picked up in the paper this morning as I was flying out of Charlottetown. This is an esteemed hockey writer in Prince Edward Island, Freddie Fiddler McDonald, and it's Fiddler's Facts. So it's a nice little article, so I just wanted to touch on it.
Just to talk about your condos?
No, just a paragraph here. It said...
Talking to the mic. They're going to hear you
Doug
a lot
Doug McLean,
better.
Another high-profile hockey celebrity and number one hockey analyst at Sportsnet, brackets, Nick Kiprios, you're number three behind Doug and Bob McCowan, is helping the Islanders celebrate Hockey Day in Canada. I thought that was a nice touch I just throw out there. So, you know, okay. Freddie's a very esteemed hockey writer, and I thought I'd bring that along.
Freddie's an idiot.
Since I picked that up at the airport this morning, I thought you guys would enjoy
that. McCowan number two?
Yeah, like, I got to fix that.
Freddie.
Listen,
wake up.
I don't mind you being number two, but I don't like you being number three. So I just wanted to, I picked it up on the report, and I thought you'd enjoy
maybe
that.
Maybe we should get Rich Winner involved in this conversation.
Did you give Freddie free appliances at the townhomes?
No, but I mean,
Freddie common?
Calls it the way it is, and I just thought I'd bring it along with me since it was at the airport this morning. But I'm going to work on getting you up to number two.
Seriously,
like I got you in the top 100. Listen, like I got you in the top 100 most important people in hockey. I'm going to try to get you moved up ahead of
me. We sent you there for 6 days, and you're on the air for about 30 seconds. Not one mention of Sportsnet.
Nope.
Nothing.
Got the condos in.
Sportsnet was big there. Big. It is big. So I'm shocked at how...
Did you sell Ron one of the townhomes? Because he managed to mention them.
They were all trying to get on board, getting deals.
Your storm stayed, eh?
Yeah, big blizzard Saturday night. Everybody got storm stayed in Summerside, but it was still a great night. Look, it was amazing there. 4,000 people Saturday afternoon at a college game, 6,000 Saturday night at a junior game, although the storm, 6,000 tickets sold. I think it was probably less showed up. But it was really a great
week. Did the Caps win?
Caps won 5-0. It was a great week of hockey and PEI. A great week.
Not quite the same buzz as Regis and Kathy coming in, but I heard it was all right.
I think the fact
that everybody thought you were Regis for 4 days.
I think it was bigger than Regis and Kelly.
Some great parties this weekend.
Oh, yeah, Kelly, not
from,
Kathy. She's
from
gone.
Summerside.
Yeah, Kathy's got another show. Her and Hoda have a show.
Summerside and Charlottetown.
What's wrong with my mic here?
With the big one and also the Grammys. I mean, they shook it up. And then we had Matt Sundin's big jersey retirement, the number going to the rafters, the honoring of Matt Sundin, the former captain.
What a great speech. Seriously, it was a really nice touch. He involved the fans in it.
Good.
I
missed it.
Better for the players, it was better than Ron Wilson could ever do in a pregame like pep talk.
Really transcended too.
Right? And then those guys go out and lay an egg.
He should have used it when he played in the room, maybe a few nights.
I think he did. I think he inspired a few guys over his career.
This guy. I mean, he didn't win a championship, and that's what everybody seems to talk about, but he was a heck of a Leaf. Okay. Wendell Clark raced back, by the way. He was on the ice in PEI on Saturday doing clinics, and he raced back.
More importantly, an amazing party Friday night.
That's what I want to get to.
An amazing party. There were shrimp that were bigger than Ty's head.
Tighten it. No, just tighten the top of it.
Is that what it is?
The food was fabulous.
I don't like to play with the equipment because if you wreck it, then
just shut up. I'm talking.
Then they're mad at you. By the way, I heard the show was dead. It was dead this week, I heard.
Tell me about the party.
Party was good.
How many people, did you start counting people, alumni, that had never played with Mats? That were just sneaking in?
No, security was tight.
Yeah?
Yeah, because Ty was at the door.
So Mats never left the door?
Mats had a great time. Everybody did.
Where
Joe
was
Neuwendijk
the party?
Came in.
How?
Brian McCabe flew in from Florida. It was just a nice touch.
How bad was the bottom of Mats' jacket? Like, did Ty leave his fingerprints on there?
you should bring that up with him.
Yeah.
I dare you to. God, you are the toughest guy I know when you're about a million miles
and
away.
And on a mic. And on a mic.
A million miles away from the guy.
Tough as nails on a mic. Or in goalie gear with a full mask on.
I am tired. I'm tired of being the guy that has to shake things up around here. I had to do it with Lou the other day. I have to do it with you guys. Eventually, you guys will step up. So it was a good party. And did it go Thursday, Friday, Saturday?
Yeah, I only did Friday and Saturday, and I was done. I had to do Hockey Central Saturday.
I know.
Which was
great show.
Painful for me.
Great show.
Painful for me.
This is how
but
bad it was.
I got through it. I got through it.
I could hear the ringing and the pounding in your head sitting beside you doing that show.
Yes.
By the way, a little disappointed over the weekend. A local columnist did the lineup for the Leafs alumni game, and you may not have to retire. Looks like your streak may be broken.
Yeah, I'm done.
Hey, that's brutal. Done. I didn't like that. I mean, that's just a shot, I think, you know? You should be in that lineup with, you know, Ron Ellis, Dave Keon.
I'm okay.
Did you ask Mats if he's going to play in that thing?
Mats will play in it.
That's great.
Because I hadn't heard whether or not he would come over for that.
Mats.
And Cujo's going to play in it.
Cujo. I'm sure Eddie Belfour. Felix Podvan. There's your three goalies right there.
Chris Draper will, I'm sure, play in it. He'll join us a little bit later on Hockey Central at noon. The Red Wings winning their 20th straight at home.
Well, we're still training the dogs, so maybe I will take your paper.
The Red Wings tying records held by the Boston Bruins in the 30s and the 70s Philadelphia Flyers. Let's get to the action on the ice. Toronto destroyed by Montreal at home. And the Montreal Canadiens now inside that playoff picture.
Yeah, 5-0 at home. I mean, you know, Montreal, I didn't see a whole lot of it. But, you know, did they play that tight a defensive game that the Leafs had trouble? Or was it just, Price? I mean, Price made some saves, but, you know, some pretty bad goals.
They're on their heels. You know, they kind of got away with being in the hockey game a little early. And then Montreal just took off here. And, you know, I think the telling tale for me is watching Lars Eller go around Phaneuf, and I'm sitting there going, you know, maybe Dion's tired at this point. You know, maybe all those minutes are starting to catch up with him.
I you know what, and then you hear the post game, and it's like, okay, Montreal got saves, and we didn't get any. I mean, when you get into the last 25, 27 games, sometimes you can temper your conversation about your players. And just because maybe you got a couple of guys that need their confidence at an all-time high as you head down the stretch in the most important position of the game. I mean, it's not like they're 12, 15-year veterans that are playing goal. This is pressure like I suspect these two guys have never seen before.
And at the opposite end, you watch Carey Price and – you know, not that Carey Price has been to a Stanley Cup final or won a Stanley Cup, but the one thing that the Canadians have going for them in this last stretch, I believe, is Carey Price. He was really good Saturday night, and it didn't even seem like they needed it, but they did need it.
I don't know when the last time I've seen a goalie as composed and calm in the net when there's traffic around him, confusion in the slot area. This guy is unbelievably calm and composed.
He knows where you're shooting before you know where you're shooting. That's what it looked to me like Saturday night.
I've noticed that for the last month with this guy.
Marc-Andre Fleury, same boat.
Yeah. Isn't it bizarre how relaxed they are in the net?
And the good thing for Montreal, if you're one of those Canadian fans that you've been really quiet for the last 3 months, the way things have gone and the disaster within the organization, you're looking up and you're seeing, well, Winnipeg's not winning. Washington's not winning.
Yeah.
Toronto's not winning. Ottawa's not winning. You're 7 points out right now. And you may have a shot at this thing.
And Mike Knuble being a healthy scratch, a key leader in Washington. Boy, there's some turmoil going on in Washington.
And you talk about
Backstrom,
a coach.
Nick Backstrom.
A month away, say. They're saying a month away.
They'll be lucky if they get him by the end of the year.
He just got passed, by the way, for the team scoring lead on the weekend.
Right.
He's been out so long, and Ovechkin just passed him, which is a startling. But coach is tempering their comments. I don't know whether you caught Claude Noel on the weekend.
Yeah, I did.
After the Winnipeg Jets scored 5 goals but still lost to the Pittsburgh Penguins. And there's a guy that you want to bite your tongue?
I'm all for bringing a guy in your office and ripping him however you want to rip him.
You've done one that
on one in your office. Yeah, I've done it plenty of times. And players know they don't like it, but I know one thing. They sure like it a lot better than being hung out to dry in front of the media. I don't get some of these comments, that especially when you're in the last 25 games of the season.
Question was asked,
deal with the players one on one.
Were the guys thinking too much about offense? And then he comes back with, they're not thinking at all.
Yeah,
along with a few others.
It is remarkable that they've lost 17 games on the road and they're still marginally in it.
Well, that's how bad it is at the bottom of the
East.
Only
Columbus and Edmonton have more losses and they're nowhere to be found.
Maybe the most disappointing performance, though, was Ottawa at home to Edmonton and losing in overtime and losing quickly in overtime.
When you think they were going to climb out of this hole, you know, they get a win and you think, well, maybe they can climb out of it. But you know what? They're pretty fragile right now. And it's funny how it goes. You can go from the top of the mountain. You know, we saw it with the Leafs. What were they, 6-1-1 and 8 or something? And all of a sudden, you can become fragile this time of year. And it's enormous pressure to make the playoffs in so many cities. And, you know, GMs are feeling it. Coaches are feeling it. What about the Chicago Blackhawks guys? I mean, you talk about teams in a free fall, and all of a sudden Joel Quenneville's name's being mentioned and not in a positive vein. You know,
there's a few teams with issues right now. Minnesota has to do something.
Exactly.
In Chicago.
And you know what? I'm afraid. I'm looking at teams, and you're saying, okay, who? You know, we talked, you know, a week ago, we said Edmonton should sign Sutton. I mean, that's who you're going to be looking for this summer to fill out your roster. Wait. That's what's happening. People are going to, the pool is thin because people are keeping their players because they know darn well they got to find the same guys to fill the holes this summer.
I look at Chicago and I see Pat Kane with 12 goals.
Unbelievable.
And I'm sitting there going, something's not right. Something's not right. 56 games.
And I didn't notice
that. He's playing 20 minutes a game, and he's got 12 goals. And I don't know in terms of what direction, if they think that maybe just getting a goalie, whether it's Nabokov or you go to the extreme and you get Ryan Miller out of Buffalo, but it just can't be about goaltending here.
Well, he has 12 goals on the season. Braden Schenn has 8 goals in 2012,
playing on
alone.
The fourth line.
He's moving up in the lineup, but
I mean, he was a lot of time on the fourth line.
Do you not wonder whether or not that maybe between, you know, Taves, Hossa, Sharp, that you wouldn't dangle a Patrick Kane? Maybe it's time.
Ooh, that's scary.
Maybe it's time.
You know what? Unless there's something going on that we don't know about. You know what I mean?
Maybe they're just... They're,
like, you said he's got 12... And Victor Stahlberg's got 15.
I just go back to the spin around no look pass that he made
at the paint,
and I can't trade him.
Oh no, I can't trade him either. I'm not trading him. I'm trying to fix the problem, if there is a problem. I'm trying to fix that.
I tell you what, though, you can fix a lot if you decide to move him. Yeah. And I'm not saying that's something that can be done as early as this trade deadline.
Yeah. And there's a team looking to make some big moves that may be a good dance partner with you, and it's his hometown.
Mac, you were busy on the weekend. DVD copies have been made for you regarding both the Matt Sundin ceremony and Kenny Onsen's induction into the New York Islander Hall of Fame on Saturday.
Did anybody do a DVD of Hockey Day in Canada for me? Is that available that I could get that and watch it?
They don't make DVDs small enough.
It was 12 hours.
No, your
broadcasting
section.
From my hometown.
We know that you don't care
about the rest of that. You got roped into that. They hardly used you on TV, and they just had you going around doing clinics
for them. You know what was important for me? like when
condos,
you when
condos,
they when they do it in North, no, no, when Hockey Day is in North Bay and you can go back to there. As a matter of fact, I talked to somebody that said you couldn't play in Kitchener. They moved you to North Bay and you became
I'm
a star.
From North Bay,
no, but that's your town. You know?
That's my town.
So if or if they do it,
I love
Markham,
North Bay.
If they
do I would Markham, love Hockey Day in Canada to be in North Bay.
But where do you think he's from?
Well, at Markham or somewhere, but. Anyway, the thing is, when they do, it's not about being on TV, unlike what you think. It's about, I was on, I did a lot of banquets, I did a lot of luncheons, I was on the ice,
a lot of rubber chickens.
And you know what? It was about being around the kids and the hometown,
you know,
and having fun.
You feeling like a star.
Can you?
That's what it was all
about.
Can
you get him one of your hockey cards, please? So he can figure out finally.
I don't know, I don't need a hockey card.
Finally, where you're from. You're not from North Bay. You're not from Kitchener. You're not from
just
Markham.
Just from Toronto. Just Toronto.
Retirements, signings, and the Western Conference, plus Chris Draper of the Detroit Red Wings organization, 20 straight at the Joe. It's all coming up on Hockey Central at noon, simulcast on Sportsnet.
Now more Hockey Central at noon, simulcast on Sportsnet and Sirius Channel 157 on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
With what is going on in there, Neil? I turn it on, you turn it off, you turn it on, I turn it off.
Neil,
do I need a headset for the
I think
Draper
Neil
interview?
Neil was at Matt's party Saturday night.
I need a headset for the Draper interview, or I wouldn't mind having one.
It's okay, it's the next segment. Chris Draper will join us 40 minutes past the hour. Detroit Red Wings leading the National Hockey League with 78 points, 20 straight wins at home. Do you guys think that this can't, this record should count beyond the same level as the Boston Bruins, the Philadelphia Flyers? One was in the 30s, one was in the 70s. Because there is the old overtime and shootout.
And is there anybody better in the shootout than the Detroit Red Wings?
They have been ripping it up.
Oh, man. So, you know, I mean, yeah, it's not the same.
Now, they have won the last couple with their third string goaltender.
And what would they have, 8 ties in there of their 20?
At home? I don't know.
Yeah.
Last Draper.
But, I mean, hey, still, they're playing great hockey at home. And, hey, don't worry about what it was like in the 70s. They're playing, they're as good as any team in the NHL right now.
Now, the Philadelphia Flyers in the 70s had fists. There was no shootout or overtime.
Yeah.
But they scared the bejesus out of you.
Yeah.
So they had 4 or 5 in overtime or shootout. So, mm-hmm. No, it shouldn't be regarded in the same.
There should be an asterisk?
There should be one of those little asterisk guys.
Yes,
there should be one of those Astro guys on it.
You know what? We've been down this road before with that word. And as soon as I said it, I thought, I'm putting you in a bad spot. Yes. I apologize.
Asterisk.
Yeah. Asterix.
Asterix.
Yeah. Tricks.
Yes, there should be one of those.
A star.
Like a little star.
Chris Draper is coming up.
They won't, because nobody understands what it's called or what it really does. Therefore, they're just going to leave it the way it is.
Did Chris Draper do something great when I was away or something? Why do we have him on?
He's specialist assistant to the general manager.
We're wondering why you're on right now.
No, you know what? I'll tell you what. I had a ton of people saying last week was not, it was dead. You guys, they thought you were depressed that I was away. They thought you were down in the dumps that I was away. There's something they said. Jeff Rimmer, our number one listener, said the show was just not the same.
It was quiet, though, wasn't
Stop,
it?
Stop, Elena. You lost us at Jeff Rimmer.
It was peaceful. Retirements and signings in the NHL. You choose, Doug.
I want the the signings, because the retirement. How long was the article by Rich Winter? I didn't read it. I saw the attachment. I didn't go to it.
Okay, Andy Sutton, both, by the way, coming out of Edmonton. Yeah. Andy Sutton is off the trade market. The Oilers get him done. Kippy, you broke the news on this one.
Yeah, and it's just a one-year deal. I think he might be, 36, 37 years old, so he's going to make 1.7 next year, and I know a lot of people thought that maybe you can't even afford to have a guy like this around anymore because he's going to end up being suspended, but I think it's just the opposite. I think that they feel that you can't – it's still tough to find a guy – that big, that strong, that tough, that can move. And if it costs you suspension here and there, so be it. But it's tough to find intimidating guys like this. And if you lose them, how do you replace them? Is there anyone out there that can replace them? No, I don't think so. So I think it is a good signing.
For a team that needs a complete overhaul on the blue line, because even their good guys are struggling with injury and issues.
And I said it when we did the trade tracker last on him. I said, you know, why would you not try to get this guy signed when you've got such a hole in the back end? I talked to Mark Spector about it on his show as well. I mean, you know, they need a number one and a number 4, 5, 6, 7. So why would you let him go? And I talked to Pat Morris about it last week as well. And I mean, I think it's a good sign. I know the suspension hangs over there, but I still think it was a good, important signing. It's like Hal Gill. Why would you let Hal Gill leave Montreal when he's an American guy? He loves Montreal. He helps you recruit free agents. Why would you trade him? I don't get it. Get him signed. I know he's 37.
And plays a bigger role than Andy Sutton does.
Yeah, get him signed. Don't let him walk. When you can get a Boston guy who hated the Montreal Canadiens that comes to your organization and is an important player.
What does the American or Boston?
Well, because they couldn't sign free agents for 10 years there, for one reason. It was a real challenge for them.
Yeah.
It was.
It's tough to get North American guys.
I know that, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. You missed that when I did it on Saturday night on the show. I mentioned it then, too.
Yeah, you were interrupting, and he was trying to chime in, and Mayday
was sitting there. There was something wrong with him because he wasn't himself. I thought it was because I was in PEI on assignment.
I missed you. You thought I missed you. Oh.
See, look, Friday afternoon radio.
Okay.
Brief.
We have Mike Comrie, retirement from the National Hockey League. Another one of those strange retirements, just same with the old Nolan.
Oh, really? Yeah, hip surgery.
Yeah, tough injuries, Mike?
Had the same issue as Bo Jackson.
Yeah, and tough injuries.
But you, weird in the sense that we're getting retirements in February. You don't generally get those.
Nick, what would be the rationale of announcing his retirement? Like what goes with this? Because most guys now don't. What
they don't, but in his case with his hip, there's just no chance of ever coming back.
Okay, so Mike Comrie was an interesting guy. I remember watching him at the University of Michigan. Talk about a talent, skill guy. He's had some real good seasons. You know, then gets into the contract dispute with the Edmonton Oilers. How good was he after all that?
You know, he scored 30 goals.
He had some good years, you know, along the way.
Was it
injuries that just took a toll on
Mike? Coming out of college and junior.
Star.
You expected more, right?
Yeah, he was a star. And you know what? He had some good years, but the injuries took its toll on him, I guess.
But he was a guy that accepted lesser roles towards the end of his career and still played hard.
Yeah, big time. We should get Rich Winter on sometime to tell us about it.
That wouldn't be pretty. We'd have to leave the room, just you and him talking one-on-one.
Love to get Rich on the show sometime.
He's in California now with his wife. They're expecting a child.
Who, Rich?
No, Mike. Yeah, and his wife, Hillary Duff, did a lot of those movies my kids like.
So you lean and on. You used to babysit them. Like, Anne Marie, I'll stay home and watch the movie.
To watch Hillary Duff movie. Yep.
Anyway, Mike, look, I always liked Mike Comrie. So it's kind of sad when you see guys retire that just, you know, he could have played a lot longer.
That
I guess.
Interviewed in the draft room?
No, that he could have played a lot longer, you know, because of injuries. You hate to see that, you know.
And skill level.
And great skill. Yep.
But I wonder whether he was the author of his own demise, though, when he got into it with Kevin.
That was not pretty, and you know, so unusual because he had grown up as an Edmonton kid, an Oiler. His father was a big hockey
influential
advocate
in the community.
I know,
too.
It was one of the most bizarre holdouts. Rich Winter, an Edmonton guy, Comrie, an Edmonton guy. Like, how does that break down so badly? You know, Rich will have an excuse. I guarantee you that he could write a 10-page story on that one.
He does like the blogs, doesn't he?
Yep. No, and he's he loves to write.
Rich, do not lump Nick and I in.
Yes,
with just Doug, please. The views expressed by Doug McLean are his own, not representative of Hockey Central at Noon.
What are you afraid of, Rich Winter? You guys?
No. Okay. But we'd like to
no,
have.
I
the
like
option.
Him actually.
I like him too.
I like him, and I respect what he writes.
and I like Freddie Fiddler McDonald. By the way, I want to read that again.
Freddie.
For the people I missed the first segment.
For the people I missed the first segment.
Is there a fly in here? You keep waving this rolled up newspaper around.
Listen, Rich and I had a great relationship when he was an agent. I just
What deals did you do with him?
I don't know. I did a lot of deals with him for some reason. Well, Robert Sfala was one of his clients and we had in Florida. But I don't like when he puts things in the article that are false about me and Marty Straka. And it was wrong what he said, you know? So that's all.
Back to the hockey talk. And the Phoenix Coyotes are in Vancouver tonight. And the Coyotes on a 5-game winning streak and back in it in the Western Conference. As much as we like to make fun of the Calgary Flames and just teasing you enough to get you excited and then disappointing you, the Phoenix Coyotes in somewhat the same boat. I mean, they're 62. They're in right now. Sole possession of that final playoff spot. And how about they're only 4 points off the division lead.
And Ray Whitney. I mean, it's, you know, 39 years of age, 40 years of age, leading scorer, 51 points, plus 19 Witt is. You
can't
know?
Quit.
I know.
He can't quit.
And I'll tell you, the other just as surprising is Verbata, who can't seem to play anywhere else in the world.
But he can score in Phoenix.
In Phoenix. And I hate to say it, but Rusty Kessler, I watched him the other night play. He's been unbelievable for them in the back
end. That didn't work out so well, eh? In Columbus?
Yeah, well, it did work out. Rusty was a good player. I don't know why they traded him for nothing.
That's what I said.
They traded him for nothing.
It didn't work out giving away a guy like this.
For Scotty Upshaw and who'd they trade him? Lepisto. Mark, that's who they traded him for. And, he's playing unbelievable. And he's a shutdown
guy.
Not
that you can put Mike Smith in a kind of Carey Price category but you can tell that this team feels really comfortable with him and the way he competes and the way he's showing up.
Would you not say, is he not one of the top two or three comeback players of the year, Mike Smith? I mean, we thought it was he started off well. Is he going to keep this up? I mean, this guy has been unbelievable.
I think if you're going to talk about Mike Smith, you have to do a direct comparison to the numbers of Ilya Bryzgalov this year.
Yeah, exactly.
And the guy that Phoenix watched leave, and so many question marks about their goaltending, and a lot of people believed flat out that they weren't going to be able to challenge for the playoffs because they lost Ilya Bryzgalov.
Yeah, right, and we were one of them. We were in that group. Now, how
but
many
he got pissed off at me because of that?
Right, and what's his contract status right now, Mike Smith? Was he on a 1-year deal?
No.
They signed him long term.
They signed him, I think.
Well, I'll tell you what. Obviously, they knew him, and
Elena will look that up.
Dave Tippett obviously was the driving force to taking a chance because he had him in Dallas,
And then there's the domino effect of Tampa Bay and their goaltending situation, and they had Mike Smith, and where would they be if the Mike Smith in Phoenix was playing and like that in Tampa?
And not only that, they traded Brad Richards for Mike Smith, almost one for one. I mean, there was a couple other minor pieces, and then Mike Smith leaves. I mean, talk about a double dose of a disaster.
Ilya Bryzgalov this year is 19-11, 6, with 2 shutouts and a goals against average of 2.78. Mike Smith, and we'll complete the story here with the Coyotes, is 23-14-7, 3 shutouts, 1 more shutout, and a lower goals against average of 2.33.
And they only signed him to a 2-year deal, I think, at $2 million each year that finishes in 13-14, so he's in really good shape. Really good shape. Good call on the short-term deal, Mike.
I'm not sure if the third year of that deal will be in Phoenix either way.
Might be in Quebec City.
Regardless of where it is.
How would you know?
He's going to double his salary.
Yeah.
Phoenix leads 2-point edge over Calgary, Colorado, and then you've got Dallas, Minnesota.
Yeah. What a race.
Minnesota? Unbelievable.
I mean, they lose 3 games to Columbus in the last 5 days or 3 losses and 5 games to Columbus, and you're in a playoff race?
Scandella recalled. They're trying to shake things up a little bit. Put a little
Corey
bit of
Perry with a hat trick, keeping your hopes alive.
My hopes for Anaheim making it right there.
I mean, Corey Perry's getting some bounces, too. The penalty there late last week in overtime was a little bit, you know.
But they went into Detroit and got a point.
Yeah.
So did the Philadelphia
Flyers. What are they out? 8? Mm-hmm. They're eight out, Anaheim?
Nine.
Did you see
they're done.
Young Backlund go after Alberts on the weekend?
We'll chat about that when we continue, okay? I'm getting yelled at. For once, it's not from you guys. Chris Draper, the Detroit Red Wings, 20 straight wins at home. Ties a National Hockey League record. The former player, now assistant to the general manager on Hockey Central at noon on Sportsnet 590, simulcast on Sportsnet.
Cooler than Math Club and almost as cool as Chess Club. The Fan Club. Log on to Sportsnet590.ca. Now more Hockey Central at noon. Simulcast on Sportsnet and Sirius Channel 157 on Sportsnet 590. The Fan.
Millard, McLean, Kiprios, Hockey Central at noon, Sportsnet 590, simulcast on Sportsnet, Sirius Satellite Radio. But we like this radio gig. We kind of eased into it. Nothing like being thrust into the chair, though. Here's Chris Draper of the Detroit Red Wings. Caught your act last night. You're going to think about taking this on full-time, doing color on the radio?
Well, you tell me how it sound.
You were good. You were really good.
Who was he with?
It was Detroit Radio.
Yeah,
the Red Wing Radio.
They let Paul Woods go and they took him on?
No. Ken Cal's battling a little laryngitis.
Oh.
Paul Woods did the play-by-play and I did the color.
Oh, that'd be frightening. That'd be frightening.
I did our last two games.
Paul's got to call more of the game.
Yeah.
Because he'd get into stories and then he'd recap the goal 25 seconds later.
Color, kinda, you're doing...
You know what? If I saw something or noticed something, I just tried to give my two cents and... threw it in there. It was fun.
I thought you did a really good job.
Well, thank you. Yeah,
Drapes, you do color. You're special assistant to Ken Holland. Like, what is it that you don't do?
Pretty well. I like to tell the Red Wings I'm the package deal. That's what I keep telling them. So it was fun. You know, now I told Ken Cal I'm obviously the Wings are on a 20-game win streak. I got a 2-game win streak, so I got to come back Tuesday night to call the record-breaking game.
Against Dallas on Tuesday night. Last night they were pushed by the Philadelphia Flyers, trailed midway through the game, and still managed to pull it out.
You know what? I thought that was a real entertaining hockey game. You know, sometimes teams come in, you're not sure how it's going to be. I thought both teams played really well. Joey McDonald had a real good third period. He made some big saves. Once Franzen scored early in the third period to give us the lead, but it was a good game. Braden Schenn, I thought, played real well for Philadelphia, a team that, you know, we only see once, maybe twice a year, but they have some good young players. The trades with both Richards and Carter, the players that came over were certainly noticeable last night, that's for sure.
Hey, Chris, I had a chance to be at Hockey Day in PEI this weekend and got a chance to spend some time with an old buddy of yours, a guy that actually started his career with the Red Wings the same year as you, Timmy Taylor.
Yeah.
Hard to believe. Talking to Timmy, he played 19 years of pro hockey. You know, his first year in Baltimore, second round pick, two Stanley Cups, I believe, Tampa and Detroit. But
a great guy.
And he's director player development now for St. Louis and really a fabulous guy and really had a good career.
He did, yeah. And actually, I ran into him at Joe Louis Arena, our game right after Christmas. I believe we played St. Louis on December 27th, and Tails was there. And I hadn't seen him in ages, probably since he retired. So it was great to see him. Like you guys all said, he certainly is a great man. Seems to be enjoying his job, which is nice. And he seems to be doing a good job too with the St. Louis Blues.
And I helped him get home, you know, one night. He was, you know, he's still a young guy, and he needs a little veteran mentorship. So I looked after him one night, got him make sure I got him back
to the hotel.
Are
you sure it wasn't the other way around?
I'll leave that one alone. So.
You played on some great teams in Detroit, but this one, leading the National Hockey League, can you draw any comparisons? Because they've done it with different goaltenders, done it with guys in and out of the lineup. You've had the bad streak after the great run at the start of the year. And it just seems quieter than other Detroit Red Wing offerings.
Yeah, it's, I mean, first of all, it's an amazing feat, an amazing accomplishment what the guys are doing right now. I know a lot of people are going to, you know, I've read some articles today about, you know, well, they have the shootout wins and stuff like that, but that's just today's NHL. You still have to win the hockey game, bottom line, and those guys are finding ways to do it. But it's amazing. There's some games where, you know, the big guys don't score, and then the role players will step up and score some goals. So it's really been, it's been a complete team accomplishment. And like you said, Jimmy Howard gets hurt. You know, Ty Conklin comes in, then Joey McDonald had the last two starts at home, and he's gotten those wins for us. And like I said, and has played well. You know, and you got to, you know, you think about Joey McDonald, you know, playing most of the year in Grand Rapids, and then all of a sudden he comes in, and there's a huge record on the line with obviously Philly being the last team to do it in the 70s, and then the Boston Bruins doing it in the 40s, I believe. So, you know, he steps in and plays, you know, great for us and gives us an opportunity to win. And as a player, that's all you want is the goalie to give you an opportunity to win. And that's exactly what Joey McDonald has done for the guys. And I thought last night was a perfect example of the perseverance of our team. You know, there was the first goal. Joey, you know, he went to play it, kind of took his eye off the puck, went to Briere to Shen, you know, and they score. But, you know, he just stayed with it. He showed some resilience, and that's great to see.
Drapes, you played the majority of your career with Nick Lidstrom, and it just seems to me like this guy's going to quit out of sheer boredom opposed to his play dropping off.
Yeah.
I mean, it's phenomenal what he does year in, year out. What is his secret?
Just one thing before that, because I was going to go there too. Kenny Holland has said he's going to retire when Nick Lidstrom retires. You're going to be the guy stuck in the organization when Nick Lidstrom.
What's it? But, thanks, Kenny.
So going along with Nick, what is it going to be like when he leaves?
That's going to be tough. There's no doubt about it. I mean, it's a guy, you can play him, you can conserve his energy and play him 23 minutes, or if you need to, you can play him over half the game, whatever you want to do, depending on the night, depending on who we're playing. Last night, I think the one thing when, you know, that's the perspective that I got the last two games, calling it on the radio, is you just kept saying, oh, and Nick Lidstrom intercepts a pass and makes a break, you know, a breakout pass, and away the Red Wings go again. I mean, he had to have done that a dozen times last night where he anticipates where the puck's going. He steps up. He makes a great pass. A couple times he's going to join the rush. Other times he just feels that, you know what, he's not going to be able to get into an outnumbered opportunity, so he stays back. He's such an intelligent hockey player, and that's the one thing, you know, sitting up there and watching it, playing with him, you take it for granted. You know he's going to be out on the ice. You know he's going to do great things, and that's just Nick Lidstrom. But when you sit up there and you watch him game in and game out and you get to talk about it, then you realize all the little things that he does so well.
But is he?
And then obviously on the game-winning goal, he snuck in back door. Henrik Zetterberg makes a great slap pass to Nick Lidstrom. Nick Lidstrom one touches it over to Johan Franzen and it ended up being the game-winning goal. So, you know, he just he really picks his spots. He's very intelligent. He conserves his energy. He's in great shape. And obviously, there's no doubt in anyone's mind that he can certainly keep playing this game until, like you said, Kipper, until he gets bored of it.
So, you know, is he going to retire at the end of this year?
Know. You know, to be honest, and fair to Nick Lidstrom, he rides the season out, he does the playoffs, and then usually it's end of June, probably right when he's going to start training. You know, he decides, is he ready to get into the weight room and start working out, day in and day out, and start preparing his body for another season? It's obviously a grind. You know, there's a lot of travel, a lot of expectations. And that's the one thing that, you know, Nick Lidstrom wants to continue to play at a high level. That's the one thing that he wants to do. He is doing that right now. So can he play another year? Absolutely. But he's got to feel that he can commit himself, getting to the gym every day, getting back on the ice, and keeping and maintaining that high level of play.
He's been doing that since his fourth year in the league, too.
If he shuts it down, he can still play at that high level in the outdoor alumni game next year, led by you.
Either way, he's playing. He's playing December 31st or he's playing January 1st. He's at Comerica Park with us, or he's at the Big House with the Red Wings. And I know everyone in the organization wants to see him at the Big House.
That'll be a tough lineup for you guys in Detroit, picking that team.
There's a lot of resumes coming in right now.
Are you going through them all?
I have seen a bunch, yes.
Now, will Babcock pick that team?
I would say Scotty Bowman would pick that team.
Chris Draper is with us on Hockey Central at noon. Your first go around on the management side of a trade deadline. And your organization leans on the depth as much as anybody else in the four lines and the top six defensemen. So what would you do if you had the keys to the office? Would you mess with this chemistry that you guys have going?
I think it would depend on what kind of player that you can get. You know, I think the one thing, you know, if nothing happens in the Western Conference, we like our team, we like our chances. Obviously, if other teams step up and make some trades, then you wait and see and how, you know, the favor swings one way or another. But, you know what, Kenny Holland's been, he's always been able to add a little bit of depth. We're expecting a long playoff run. You know that injury happens. So if you can get yourself a defenseman that can certainly come in and chip in, you'll want to do that. You know, people are talking about a top six forward, but at what price? That's the one thing that I realize on being on the other side is that, yeah, you'd like to go out and get a top four defenseman or a top six forward, but the bottom line is it's amazing, you know, what the price of those players are. And, you know, so we'll just have to wait and see. We'll have to wait and see how things play itself out down the stretch here, but over the next couple of weeks. But
they'll be in good shape. I hear they're like, drinking GP8 sport water, Drapes.
A whole new shipment came in, Kipper. That's the difference. You want to talk about GP8? The difference is we have it at home in our locker room where we've won 20 in a row, and on the road we don't have the GP8.
So wow. Do you guys, because you can only get it in the Rabbis stores here, so do you have Rabbis stores down there?
We have pallets of GP8 coming to Joe Louis Arena.
Oh, we're going to take that clip and it will be recycled over and over and over.
There it is. The secret to the home streak. GP8 sport water.
That's so
ageless one. Nick Lidstrom drinks GP8 water.
Oh, it's amazing.
Going. Jimmy Howard. How's that, Kipper?
We got to get it in some stores so people can buy it.
Chris, thanks for doing this. And Nate, really, again, nice job on the microphone on the radio side.
And great job now that you're in management turning around the Red Wings there halfway through the, you know, the year.
Thank you very much. That's the guys actually were congratulating me last night on the 20 game win streak as well and being on the other side. So.
Say hello to Woodsy.
I will for sure. Okay, I appreciate it, guys, as always. All right.
Organization. One of our friends really took off when right about the time you left.
Backlund and Albert scuffle.
No, that's not quite true. We built the first 5 years of it. You know, Lidstrom, Fedorov, McCarty, Draper, Taylor,
Backlund.
Backlund going at
you know
Albert's.
What? I give this guy full credit. I hope he's not hurt. There's talk about him hurting his shoulder, but Backlund came in when Alberts ran Blake Como, and I thought that was an amazingly great reaction from a young kid. The Leafs, on the other hand. PK Subban goes to give it to Kessel towards the end of the game. Nobody comes in, and Brown has to talk to him right at the end. And I'm sitting there going,
They also had Gunnarsson taken out of practice today by Rosehill.
And Jerome McGinley gets the shootout winner. I mean, what's this guy doing every night?
Montreal on the ice tonight. They can get within five points of a playoff spot with a victory over Carolina. Washington, San Jose, and Phoenix, Vancouver, your other action in the National Hockey League tonight. We'll watch it. We'll chat with you again on Tuesday on Hockey Central at noon. Sportsnet 590, simulcast on Sportsnet.